Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Super interesting tidbit. I don't know if you saw this, Solana. I saw it on Twitter last night. The furthest west that the Dolphins play next season is Indianapolis. With the exception of their game in Madrid, every Dolphins game takes place in the Eastern time zone.
Wow.
That's pretty wild. The furthest game west is Indianapolis. They do not have a single game outside of the Eastern time zone other than Madrid.
That is bizarre, right?
That's bizarre, right? I mean, that really, you know, if you put any weight to wear and tear via travel, and they obviously do not, other than Madrid, do not have a lot of travel this season. Pretty neat.
Yeah, they play the Chargers, but at home.
Right.
They play... Yeah, that's it. I mean, the Saints are the only West Coast team. And, I mean, New Orleans is not West Coast, but you know what I mean, like to our west, to the west.
What?
Huh?
Did you just say the Saints are the only West Coast team?
I'm saying, like, the only team that plays west of us. The only one.
Indianapolis.
Are they west of us?
Guy.
Are they? I mean, you say
you
that.
You know we're on the East Coast of the United States?
You say that with extreme certainty.
I could not be more certain. Do you know we're on the East Coast? We're on the Atlantic Ocean side.
Us?
Of Florida. Are you joking?
Huh. Looking at a map right now. Yep, Indianapolis, west of Miami.
Are you joking?
West of Miami, Hawk. I can confirm.
And I can confirm that New Orleans is located west of Miami.
All right.
Thank you. Wow. Did you think New Orleans was on the West Coast, Solana?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like anything west of Tampa is on the West Coast. Like anything west of Pensacola is on the West Coast. Just, it's too far for me. It's far.
Talking about the West Coast of Florida, or are you talking about the West Coast of the United States of America?
New Orleans. East of the Mississippi. That's going to put a real dent in my argument.
But I mean, honestly, New Orleans, first of all, is on the Gulf Coast, but New Orleans is so far. I just told you every city that they play in is in the Eastern time zone.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Huck, the more you know. I mean, I'm sorry.
The more you know?
The more you know. I didn't know where Indianapolis was in terms of latitude and longitude. I mean,
latitude and longitude. Did you think it was a coastal city?
Been to Indianapolis.
Yeah, did you go to the beach?
Thought I was flying east.
Good God Almighty. So I was flirting with, you know, dropping Matt Mervis and
Right. Picking
up Kyle Stowers. And that was wrong of me. And I'll tell you how it got hammered home. Because he's my dude.
Mm-hmm.
I love Matt Mervis.
Yeah.
Been on the show with us.
Yeah.
He's everything I ask for in an athlete. Jewish. A lefty, nice guy, home run hitter. He just posted on Instagram. I saw it during the commercial break. I don't know if it's his girlfriend or his wife. I've seen him post on this lady before. He's at lunch with her, and she is drinking an Aperol Spritz.
Wow.
The notion that I even considered dropping my fandom of Matt Mervis
and
he is out with someone right now enjoying an Aperol Spritz on his day off.
Mm-hmm.
How dare me? How dare me?
That's the sign you needed.
That's the sign I needed. That is it. Like, now we ride.
I think you double up the money you've been betting on him tomorrow. 100%.
I cannot wait till this Rays series.
All weekend, you put double the amount of money that you've been betting.
You have no idea. I'm begging that they throw three lefties.
I mean, no joke. That's like a sign from the baseball gods to you.
That's a sign. I literally, in the first segment, I'm like, oh, maybe we should give up on Matt Mervis. And then all of a sudden, his lady's drinking an Aperol Spritz. And I go, what was I even thinking?
No ring on her finger, by the way, Hawk. So I don't know if it's his wife, but that is an Aperol Spritz, and it looks like a good Aperol Spritz, like well-made.
It does look like a good Aperol Spritz. I'm telling you, it's a hot new drink. You commented at Whiskey Stars and Cigars the number of people who are drinking Aperol Spritz. I'm telling you, that's a hot new drink. I don't know why you don't want to acknowledge it. It's a hot new drink.
A lot of people came up to me showing me they were drinking an Aperol Spritz. I wanted to bang my head against a wall every single time.
It's a great summertime drink, too. So refreshing. You know, if you go out for a workout or something, you don't need to replace your electrolytes. You need to replace your Aperol.
It's what they do in Italy.
They go out, they go for a run in Italy through, they run up the stairs at this Tower of Pisa.
Mm-hmm.
Come down, they have an Aperol Spritz, rehydrate. They're ready for the night.
They ride their gondola around. And then a big old plate of spaghetti and meatballs with a garlic bread and then an Aperol Spritz.
And ragu sauce.
Yeah. Wash it all down.
Let's get headlines with the geographically challenged Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Oh, all right. Geography major over there. Like, you know where every single city in the United States is located at. Okay.
I know that New Orleans is not a West Coast city. Have you ever flown to New Orleans?
I have, yes.
Did you wonder why American Airlines only added 600 miles to your Advantage account? Did that pique your interest? Did you wonder why you took off and landed in a span of an hour and a half?
Flew on New Orleans on a Spirit flight once. The first and last time I ever flew Spirit. And on the flight back from New Orleans, this is my 21st birthday, Hawk. On the flight back, somebody had a bit too much to drink on Bourbon Street. Couple grenades, couple hurricanes, goes to the airport. And what is that? Louis Armstrong Airport. They get on the plane. They yak on the plane, but there's no throw-up bags.
Mm.
Because the flight was a little delayed and Spirit just wanted to get that bad boy, they wanted the bird back up in the air as quickly as possible, they didn't have time to properly resupply the flight attendants with materials for the flight back to Miami. The flight attendants didn't have napkins, didn't have paper towels, didn't have cleaning supplies, had nothing to help this poor person who couldn't stop throwing up and had nothing to clean up the throw up. So as the flight has now taken off, you can imagine the disaster, the debacle on this flight where there is just a streak of vomit flowing down the plane now.
Unbelievable. The crazy thing is, it's so believable because it's Spirit.
Yeah. I mean, it was the most disgusting thing. One, that I've ever seen, and two, that I've ever had to experience for 2.5 hours. You know, short flight right there on the East Coast, Doc. Short flight back to Miami. It was the most disgusting 2 hours of my entire life, or hour and 45 minutes.
Brutal.
Swore off Spirit Airlines then and there.
Normally on Spirit, though, someone vomiting on you is an upcharge. Mm-hmm. So you got that for free.
Yeah. The Florida Panthers made every single resident of Toronto vomit yesterday. 6 times.
It was an ass whooping.
Aaron Ekblad, Dmitry Kulikov, Nico Mikola each scored a goal in their 6-1 victory yesterday. So the Panthers PR department tweeted this out. Among NHL playoff teams, Florida's 10 goals by defensemen in the postseason ranks first overall.
Wow.
Defenders are kicking ass and scoring some mother bleeping goals as well.
Well, I had a parlay with Gus Forsling, another defender, shots on goal. I don't think he had one. And I had Matthew Tkachuk to score a goal. He did not.
How are you so bad at this?
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So the Panthers can close it out tomorrow. I mean, bro, I never want to hear anything about Florida Panthers fans from this Paul Bissonnette, all right, Biz, that we only have 20. He's great. He's great.
You know, he's the guy. Do you remember the story from the jackass at Houston's at the restaurant? Remember that was knocking out someone? Remember Paul Bissonnette is the hockey player. It was this band of like bad dudes that just kind of roam around the country scamming people, but they were beating up the waiter or bartender at Houston's. I forget what city it was. And there was one guy who took everyone on. And that was Paul Bissonnette.
Really?
Yeah.
When was that?
Oh my God. This was such a huge story. We talked about it on the air.
No, I don't remember that at all. But after the Maple Leafs win game one, it's fascinating to me. Maple Leafs win game one. This Paul Bissonnette, like, this guy is, Huck, he's on NHL on TNT. He's on their pregame show. Dude's a pretty big deal. I know he does a podcast, Spittin' Chicklets on Barstool. Like, they can do whatever they want. Pretty big deal, this guy. He's on NHL and TNT. He's lighting up a joint, taking a video, trolling Panthers fans, telling all these Panthers fans going to come kick their ass. It just does whatever he wants, this Biz. I love that.
He was a badass in the NHL. But it was literally a year ago. Don't you remember this story? It was a Houston's restaurant in Phoenix. And these guys, I forget the name of the sect, but they would go into different clubs and they would cause problems. They wouldn't pay their bill. And they were just very intimidating guys. And they were doing this around the country. And Paul Bissonnette goes to that Houston's like 3-4 times a week. And he saw what was going on. And there's video because there's, closed circuit footage of it, security camera footage. And there was like 6 or 7 guys. And they took him out to the parking lot and he kicked all their asses.
That's crazy, man. I'm seeing it here. Paul Bissonnette takes down 6 men in Arizona restaurant heist.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. Yeah, dude's a badass. I love him, and I like the fact that yesterday he's taking the big L right on the chin. He's got nothing left to do but take the L on the chin. And what else can you do? I don't want to hear about Panthers fans leaving arenas early, South Florida fans not being good fans. These Maple Leaf fans were heading for the exit talk midway through the second period. That building was lifeless.
If you were there, where would you rather be? Watching that or getting a maple donut at Tim Hortons? I mean, that they had no chance. It was donezo. It was curtains in the second period.
Crazy, man. Are we watching one of the greatest South Florida sports teams? I know we compared this team to legendary Dolphins, legendary Heat. Like, that to me yesterday, Hawk, felt like, hey, this Cats team, you better enjoy it because
if this is indicative of what you're going to see for the rest of the postseason, holy hell.
The Marlins are off today. By the way, Andy Slater had the best tweet, I think, of the night last night. Panthers beat the Leafs 6-1, and Joe Stonecrab announced they're lowering the price of fried chicken to $7.95.
A strong move by Joe Stonecrab. Their fried chicken is awesome.
Best fried chicken I've ever had.
Yeah.
And second best key lime pie to Publix, of course.
Mm.
Inter-Miami drew 3-3 yesterday. They also announced they have agreed to a contract extension with Jordi Alba through the 2027 season. And
they're a little cause for concern with Inter-Miami?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm interested to see what Whittingham says. The thing is that they were all geared up for the CONCACAF Champions Cup, and then they lost in the semifinal. And now it's like they're going to make the playoffs, you know? But the MLS regular season doesn't end for 8 more months. So whatever.
That's what I was going to ask Witty. Like, is this a classic case of, hey, we'll turn it on when we need to? Because he told me, Witty told me, I'm like, what's going on with them? And he told me they've won one of their last six games in competition.
And they've been outscored. I have the numbers here in my notes. They've been outscored so like 15-5.
So is this just a classic case of, yeah. We'll turn it on when we need to.
It could be, but I also think this roster's flawed. When they go play in the FIFA Club World Cup, that first game where they're going to play against a Saudi club.
I think that's another thing I need to be explained. So there's a World Cup coming, but it's not the World Cup. It's a Club World Cup.
Club World Cup, Hawk. Just club teams.
Is this new?
No.
Been around?
Been around.
And they call it the World Cup?
The Club World Cup.
I don't know. It seems a little much.
Does it?
And when is this?
This is this summer in the United States. First game, inaugural game.
And then next summer or next year is the World Cup?
Then next summer is the FIFA World Cup.
The actual World Cup.
Well, no. I mean, this is an actual World Cup as well, but it's the Club World Cup this summer. Mm. The FIFA World Cup for international teams is next summer.
Okay. The one that counts.
No, this one counts too, just for not necessarily nations, but for individual fan bases.
And anyone can enter?
No, you have to qualify, unless you're in Miami and you have Leo Messi.
Really? They did an exception for Inter Miami?
Yeah, Inter Miami didn't qualify for anything. They just said Inter Miami's in the tournament. Have fun.
Get out of here.
Very controversial. I mean, they outlined it differently. Like, oh, they won enough of this and their League's Cup championship from 2 years ago, which shouldn't matter, all of a sudden came into play.
That's funny as hell. That's great.
And not only, hey, by the way, not only is Inter Miami in it because they have eyeballs and they have the greatest player of all time, they're going to host and play in the first match. Have fun
watching it.
Against a Saudi Arabia club that isn't Ronaldo's club, which makes no sense in the world.
So a different club team from Saudi Arabia.
A different club team from Saudi Arabia.
And this is all taking place in Qatar?
No, you're about 4 years too late on that one, bud.
I think something's going on in Qatar right now.
If you want, we can send my dad back to Qatar for...
Well, Trump is there now. Did your dad go? Because I know he went for the World Cup. I didn't know if he just goes for any big event in Qatar. All right, anything else?
Weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866. There are NBA games tonight, by the way. And
by the way, the fight regarding Paul Bissonnette was with the Irish Travelers. That's the name of the group, the con artists, the Irish Travelers, who honestly, they take advantage of businesses and people. They just travel. I don't think you can say gypsies anymore. I think you're not allowed to say that as a pejorative. So I'm not using that comparison, but think of that, and then that's what the Irish Travelers are.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy. Actually, not that cloudy at all. It's just really hot today, man. Really, really hot.
It is summer, man.
Scorching.
It is summer. Blazing hot. Yeah. Blazing sun. So, Paul Bissonnette doesn't need testosterone. I do. And that's why I go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. You know, I've talked about Atlantic Men's Clinic on the show. Randy Moeller, by the way, doesn't need testosterone either. And he's going to join us in the next segment. I've mentioned again and again, I'm a believer in Atlantic Men's Clinic. They're the experts in treating low testosterone and other men's sexual health conditions. They have successfully treated many men for low T, and guys see the amazing difference that these treatments can make. Low testosterone can cause so many problems, low sex drive, bad sleep patterns, unproductive workouts, decreased energy, brain fog, and guys just attribute that to getting older. But there are treatments. And so if you're feeling that way, treat that low T and change your life. Remember, in your early to mid-30s, guys, you start losing about 2-3% of your testosterone production every year. So it happens gradually. Before you know it, you just don't feel like the same guy you were in your 20s or 30s. So start treating that low T. within just a few weeks, you can start to feel your energy return and the brain fog go away and your workouts have better results and your sleep improve and your sex drive come back. Atlantic Men's Clinic, they've been doing it since 2020. They've successfully treated thousands of men. They have six locations in South Florida to serve you. So call them today, 877-455-7300, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.
Unfortunately, this is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Berries and cream, berries and cream. I'm a little lad who loves berries and cream.
Hawk and Crowder.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Randy Moeller's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He was a first round pick in the NHL. Dude played over a decade. He's been the Panthers TV analyst for years. He has seen it all. Moeller, in your wildest dreams, did you have any thought that what we saw last night was what we were going to see last night?
I got to be honest. I was maybe a little bit surprised, not shocked. I thought that the Panthers would play well. I thought if they played their game and the way that, as we call Panther hockey, which is aggressive, bat out of hell, quick, play on your toes and that they would win the game. I did not expect that Toronto came out that flat. They just, you know, with the Panthers out shooting them, 13-4 or 13-3. With about 5 minutes left in the first period. So I was pretty confident that the Panthers would continue on. They've they've gotten in a groove now, and it just shows too the depth of this hockey club. And it's not just us, it's not just you and I and a few other people talking about it, about the depth and that. It's all around the league and the media and people that are covering, you know, nationally and that. And you watch on TV how the Panthers, they can insert different players and that, and there's no drop off at all. And they're the only team really that can do that. There's no other team that has that type of depth where they can insert players and put a Jesper Boqvist up on the first line with Barkov and Reinhardt, and there's no drop off, and Boqvist got a goal last night and that. So when you have that and you're going well, the only thing I'll say, the caveat to that is it's very difficult to play that way. And how I can maybe describe it is you go out and do sprints three times a day for 30 minutes and run as hard as you can and that. And well, human nature, after about the 20th day of doing that, your body and your brain starts telling you, I don't really want to do that anymore. It's very difficult to play that way. But the Panthers have been able to manage that and rise up. That's the reason they won the Stanley Cup last year. The reason they went to the finals the year before is when they play that fast, aggressive, attacking style, five-man attacking style, a lot of teams just can't handle it, or they can maybe handle it for a while, and then it just starts to break down and they start cheating and cutting corners and that. And I think you've seen the Panthers, they've just pounded the Toronto defense, the Maple Leaf defense now, where they to the point where they don't even want to go back in their own end and get the puck. And then what happens is they start cheating a little bit and forcing their goaltender to play and handle a puck. And their goaltender right now, Joseph Wall, who has played well, but he doesn't handle the puck very well. And that just plays into what the Panthers are trying to do. It's not glamorous, but it's exciting and it's successful. And hopefully the Panthers brought that game home for game number six tomorrow.
Well, it is wild to watch it, though, because you do see the life get sucked out of the opponent. Like, it's wild. Yeah. But how would you, because you were in the NHL so long, how do you bounce, if you're Toronto, how do you bounce back from that? And conversely, if you're the Panthers, how do you not let your foot off the pedal a little bit because it just seems so easy? Like, hey, we got them.
Yeah, well, and that goes back to what I was saying. It's difficult to do, play at that high energy level, shift after shift after shift, and that. And, I obviously broadcast these games and watch the Panthers on a daily basis, and I can tell if that energy level is not right there. They're a little late getting to the puck, a little late finishing their checks, a little late making plays and that kind of stuff. And you'll see it from time to time and that. But right now, over the last couple, especially after the last couple games and that, they've really, three games, they've really turned it on and that. But, you as a defenseman and as a former player and that, it's exhausting. And what you do is, okay, they're going to fire the puck in and get the forecheck going. So now you start cheating and you're turning back and you're not trying to hold the line, the blue line and that. And then it causes all kinds of problems. Then the Panthers or good teams will sense that, and then instead of dumping in, they'll just carry it in. And then once they carry the puck in, then these creative players can make plays and that, and then they just pick you apart. It is tough. So for the Toronto Maple Leafs tomorrow, I mean, they've got so much talent, but they're a puck-handling team, and they're most successful when they've got the puck, and they're skilled players like Nylander and Matthews and Marner and Tavares and Nyes and some of these players. When they've got the puck, they're very, very successful. And the Panthers have taken that away from them. And I don't know. It's going to be interesting, Hawk, to see tomorrow. Does Toronto push back at all? Do they have, pride and guts and not the push back? Because if they don't push back, it'll be over tomorrow night.
Yeah, when you say that, Toronto's a puck-handling team, it seems like the Panthers are just beating them at their own game, Oler. But I kind of chalk it up to Bob looking like Bob in terms of the two home wins, especially game four, where he just had in that second and third period, Moeller, save after save, where he finally looked like the playoff Bob that took over last year. Is it fair to say that as well as the defense is playing, as well as the Panthers have taken Toronto out of their game, that Bob is playing at that elite level you need your goaltender to be at once again?
Yeah, and I think you nailed it. It's a little bit of everything. Bob is being Bob, one of the elite goaltenders in the world, and we're used to that. But it's also great defense out in front as well, and forcing these players to the wide side and let them shoot from the outside and from the wide side and that. And if Bobrovsky can see the puck like all elite goaltenders, he's going to make the save 99 times out of 100. But if you allow traffic in front and if you allow their defense to walk the line and get shots through and that, that's when you get a little helter-skelter and that. But right now in the playoffs, and we'll see it, hopefully, we're hoping the Panthers get into the semifinals, the finals for the Eastern Conference. Now you're down to four teams. It doesn't matter whether you have the best goaltender in the league. You want the goaltender playing the best, and there's a big difference. And we've seen that with, some of the best goaltenders in Hellebuck and that have really struggled, Aiden Hill and some of these other goaltenders that have really struggled. And they put up unbelievable numbers in the regular season, but they can't duplicate that for whatever reason in the playoffs, especially a long grinding out series after series after series. And Bobrovsky just doesn't seem to get fatigued. He's got so much experience. He's seen it all. He's seen the good, the bad, the great. He's seen it all, and I think he's very calm in his demeanor. He doesn't get rattled, even if the win or lose. I mean, you guys watch whatever his post-game press conference. You can't tell whether the team wins or loses. He says, it's a process. It's a process, and we got to work hard and work together and that kind of stuff. So, but no, there's
made
no
him
doubt.
Sound like he's from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You made him sound like he was a Wisconsinite. It's a process.
I try to imitate him at that. Well, we work hard and the guys played well and that. he's an amazing human being. He's a machine out there. And I think a lot of it that doesn't translate that much. He loves what he's doing. It looks like, he's obviously very serious in his demeanor and that, but he just has a blast out there. And you see him after every whistle and he freezes the puck and he's always tapping his defensemen and thanking them in front of him and that. You don't see that very often. He really enjoys his team and his teammates and enjoys the competition.
It's interesting talking about goaltenders. I was certain we'd see Anthony Stolarz for Toronto tomorrow night, but I just saw that Craig Berube said earlier today that Stolarz probably won't even travel.
Yeah, I saw that too. I was a little bit surprised because I believe, obviously we're all do the same thing. We have to go off of what somebody else is posting and that he was on the ice yesterday and he was on the ice again this morning. So,
Healthy, you'd switch to him, right? I think every NHL team would switch to him at that.
I wouldn't have switched after game four.
No,
when Wall was unbelievable. No. He was unbelievable. I would never have switched him going into game five and that. So, I don't know. I mean, we'll have to wait till tomorrow.
I guess he's more injured than we thought, huh?
Yeah, I have no idea. I really don't. And that, but, the Panthers, they just worry about themselves and preparing for tomorrow and knowing that, this is not over. It's not, the old saying, talk to me at 10:30 tomorrow night, because Toronto has the ability. They've done it before where they can rise up and they're stars. And if the Panthers, they get into maybe a little bit of penalty trouble early and Toronto gets a little bit success on their power play and that, things can turn very quickly. But I think the Panthers are well aware of that. And the other thing, too, I think I kind of mentioned is how even keel this team is. Remember, they went into Toronto to start this series and lost the first two games. The first game, they were down, 2-0, 35 seconds into the first period. And that, but there was no panic. And Aaron Ekblad was asked after game two when they were down going back to Florida, they're down, you know, 0-2. And he just said, no, not concerned at all. We know how we got to play and we're getting there and we got to shore up a few things. And sure enough, they've rattled off three straight. So it's pretty remarkable, this team. And I think they're getting the respect around the league a little bit more as well. That they are built for the playoffs with the depth and the talent that they have.
So maybe I'm approaching this like it's 10:31 p.m. Moeller, and you tell me if I'm wrong to do it, but whether or not they get past this round, whatever happens the rest of the way, we're witnessing like a legendary hockey run, right? Like this team is going to be remembered as like one of, I'm not saying all-time greats yet. Like, they have a lot of hockey left to play. But, man, yeah. Moeller, I mean, back-to-back Stanley Cup Finals appearances.
They go to three in a row.
They already won. Right. They might go to three in a row. And like you said, they're built for the playoffs. They pretty much just ended Tampa Bay Lightning, like one of the great hockey eras of the last 20 years that the Lightning had. Like, the Panthers ended that. And then, I mean, the Boston Bruins are in shambles because of what the Florida Panthers did to them in back-to-back years. Like, I mean, We're living through it right now, aren't we, Moeller?
Yeah, and the good news is their best players. I think Bobrovsky's going to play till he's 39, 40 years old if he wants to. I mean, he could play another at a high level for another 4 or 5 years. But the core of this team, the Barkovs and the, you know, the Reinharts and the Bennetts and the Ekblads and that, these players are just entering their prime. They're just getting around the age. They're just below 30 or 30 years old. They're just at their prime. They've got another 5, 6 more years of productive hockey. And I think that's what's so exciting about this and encouraging is they're not an old team that's just taken a stab at it for one last hurrah. Let's see if we could do it. And then it all has to be dismantled. They've been able to inject some youth, you know, the Samuskeviches and the A.J. Greers and the Gadjevich and the Boquists and some of these players and now the Nico Mikolas and that these players are just starting to reach their prime and with the Lundell and Loisterainen and that. So that's not a lot of teams have that. And I just read as well, I didn't realize in that they have 17 different players that have scored a goal in the playoffs so far. And there isn't a team that's come close to that. So they've got depth. They've got they spread out the score, and everybody seems to get involved with the offense and that. They got 10-11 goals so far in the playoffs from defensemen, which is by far the best in the league, and it probably has been over the last number of years and that. So you add it all up, but you never know. You just never know, and that's why the beauty of this game of hockey is so compelling and so exciting because if you've watched even 50% of these games in the playoffs with some of these crazy comebacks and crazy games that have happened and the momentum flipping and flopping back and forth, that's what makes it so exciting.
Well, tomorrow in Sunrise, it's an 8 o'clock puck drop. That means 7:30 on Scripps. There'll be a local pregame show, correct, Moeller?
Yep. Jessica and Jovo and I are in the studio and Goldie and Katie will be on site and they'll have interviews and some information and that. Yeah, it's pretty jam-packed for 30 minutes. We get you all set up for the game, a national broadcast and that. And it's fun. It's fun and I think it's informative and it's good for our local fans to tune in and they'll get what the lines are and what the tendencies are and that. So it sets them all up for the game. Enjoy doing it. It's been a lot of
tomorrow,
fun.
Tomorrow, 7:30 p.m., Scripps, which is Channel 39, Dayton Broward, South Florida's 9 in Palm Beach County. You can hear the game locally tomorrow here on 560. You can watch it on
Solano,
TNT.
Quit texting me for tickets, too. I don't have any tickets for you. Quit texting me.
Well, Doug Plagans doesn't answer me either, Moeller, so then I'll just text Goldie then. You know,
I'll suite I could sneak into or something, Moeller?
Yeah. Just go to the back door, and the password is Wayne Gretzky.
I have some very exciting breaking news for tomorrow. You know, Crowder and I are doing the broadcast live at the arena tomorrow afternoon. I just got very exciting news, Moeller, from Chrissy Parente. she texts me, "We've got another two new food items coming your way tomorrow while you're broadcasting here."
Wow. So that's unbelievable.
I don't know what's coming our way, but they never disappoint.
Yeah, the food is great. They have some.
You ever have that turkey sandwich that's up on the level that broadcast
with
from?
With the cranberry sauce. Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yep. That's legit.
Unbelievable.
Man.
All right, guys.
Get back to your bolognese sauce, Moeller.
Yep. It's looking good. It's looking good with a little, maybe a little half a glass of grape juice with it tonight. Ooh, yeah. I'll be ready.
See you, Moeller.
See you later.
You know, last time he joined us, he was making lasagna, and he needed to get on, and I texted him today, "Hey, reminder, you're coming on in 5 minutes." And he said, "I'm finishing up a bolognese sauce right now." So, wild, man. He's a renaissance man.
He's a chef.
I had no idea, because then I texted him back, and I'm like, I said, "You know, you think you know a guy." I said, "I ate salmon out of a packet for lunch."
Yeah.
And he said, "I made Tuscany chicken and sausage stew on Tuesday. Fresh herbs, garden vegetables. It was great." Who knew?
You don't just make a lasagna, right? Like you have to know how to make a lasagna. I mean,
yeah, you know, like you can't fake that.
You don't just whip up a lasagna. Hey, what are you in the mood for?
The worst lasagna.
Right.
You know. Known to man. Like, you know, someone goes, "Oh, how hard can it be? I'll layer the bottom of the baking dish with the lasagna noodles. I'll throw some ricotta cheese, meat, a little ragu sauce." And
right.
You got to know what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Holy cannoli.
Hawk and Crowder.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.